my song.
Five transmissions of New Zealand sound.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Matthew Thomas. The name of this piece is Comms. Conceptually, the piece explores the air traffic control environment, the communication environment in New Zealand air traffic control. Broadly, the aircraft air traffic environment is one that is resplendently rich in all sorts of small elements of interference and various crackles, clicks, glitches, and all manner of electrically modulated and manipulated sounds. It's an amazing sound source. From the aircraft, the air traffic controllers on the ground and the pilots in the aircraft communicate via simple, quite old radio technology generally, and in many of the aircraft that are flown, many of the training aircraft that are flown, there is also a lot of interference from the electrical systems on the aircraft, which leads to some really beautiful and quite startling sounds emerging as, if you like, artifacts of the environment. This forms a background to what is a quite intriguing form of communication between what are essentially quite isolated parties in what must be a very strictly regulated transport environment. The air traffic controllers and the pilots communicate via a very proceduralized language, has a unique lexicon and a very strictly adhered to formal mode of communication. So bringing those together, we have very interesting means of communication, which is quite often a difficult communication environment given the problematic nature of the radio-based communication, as well as the various glitches and interference from aircraft electrical systems and environmental interference as well. Broadly, the piece just explores these two elements of the environment, the background noise, if you like, as well as the procedural communication of the isolated parties. And the piece Comms is an examination of that, of Comms, which is a term used to describe the interaction between the pilot and the air traffic controller. Technically, the piece was constructed firstly from a collection of source material from the aircraft. As part of my job, I frequently fly around New Zealand. I teach a number of locations and work in the School of Aviation as an educational psychologist, computer-based training lecturer. And on these trips, I've just so much enjoyed just listening to the radio environment that I thought I must record it. So technically it was done via simply taking mini-disc and connecting that to the aircraft through just a simple headphone jack from the headset, and then having the headset go through and I could monitor the sound and normally just had the mini-disc, if you like, recording a live feed. I recorded a couple of flights across New Zealand, very standard routes that we fly, and personally, that was a nice thing to collect. Instead of taking photographs, just to collect the sound source of my day-to-day activities. Once the recording was done, simply took the material from mini-disc and loaded up onto the computer and developed the pieces with a variety of software on the computer, and then went direct from that digital domain onto CD for the final product. So, fairly simple technical process, but one which allowed me to collect the material in as original form as possible and then set to work with interpretation, examination and exploration through manipulation of those sound files.
Thank you. Thank you. 32 decimal 3 for delivery. It's wind 0 heading 0 degrees 1, 0 knots. Visibility 4-0 kilometres. Cloud few 4,000 feet. Temperature 11 2.7. QNH 1012 hectopascals. Reported 2,000 foot wind 0-3-4-3-1-6 knots. On first contact with Auckland Tower or control, notify receipt of Charlie. Auckland Terminal Information Charlie. Issued at 1751. Expect ILS DME approach runway 05 right. Surface conditions dry. Runway 05 left 23 right. Roll between Gov Charlie and
Boy.
Rope taxiway 12 Alpha 4.
Schedule. 05, contact Wellington now, 119 or decimal 3.
193, New Zealand 405.
Yeah, 98. Okay.
Yes, yeah,
thank you.
ISO, a cartography of New Zealand in sound, featuring new works by Matthew Thomas.